Good morning. It's the 25th of September. Our middle reading for the day is Ezekiel 21. I'm going to read to you from an old book. It was written by Brother W.H. Bolton on the prophecy of Ezekiel. In this section, he deals with that part of the prophecy which begins in verse 25. I read. The prophet's words at this point illustrate a characteristic which is found from time to time in his writings. When the gloom is most pronounced, the distant horizon is tinged with the signs of a dawn that must succeed the night. The threefold use of the word overturn indicated the darkness of an irrevocable decree of the intention of God to end the polity of Israel. But as the night was announced, so the hope of a dawn was held out. It shall be no more until the dawn. And what was to indicate that the dawn had arrived? Until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Can there be any question as to the application of the prediction to a day still in the future? It is true that a restoration took place from the Babylonian captivity when Cyrus issued his decree, as recorded in the book of Ezra. Those who returned in response to that decree were joined some 50 or 60 years later by those who returned with Ezra himself. But in that restoration, neither crown nor mitre had a part. The Jews returned as a subject race under the power of Persia, owning allegiance to Persian kings and governors. No king occupied the throne of David, and no fully qualified priest arose to do all that Aaron and his legitimate descendants had done. The restored people recognized this when certain of the priests sought their genealogy amongst the priesthood, for the Tirshatha said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till there stood up a priest with Urim and with Thummim. Those words come from Ezra chapter 2. Such a priest never stood up. Hence, mitre and crown, in the full application of those terms, have not yet been manifested to indicate the termination of the period marked by the until. To whom, then, does the prophet refer as he whose right it is? The dual position to be occupied by Jesus of Nazareth when he returns to the earth is indicated by the prophet Zechariah. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord, even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Here the crown and mitre are represented in one person, the branch, a rod out of the stem of Jesse, the father of David, a branch out of his roots, to use the words from Isaiah chapter 11. It was to this end that he was born, that he might in due time be King of kings and Lord of lords, exercising dominion from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. He will reign as God's anointed, sitting upon God's holy hill of Zion. And here Brother Bolton invites us to read Psalm 2, particularly verse 6. Thank you for listening.